This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. During a two-day trip to France, President Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron discussed terrorism, trade, and the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, the economies of both countries were never far from the surface as the two leaders met.
The French economy, stuck in the doldrums after the financial crisis, is finally showing signs of revival. Unemployment's now below 10%. Jeremy Cohen-Seton at the Peterson Institute.
Definitely, it's better to have a partner that is recovering rather than sinking in recession. In terms of exports market, that's also more promising for American firms.
Cohen-Seton says Trump and Macron face some similar problems, like companies moving well-paid factory jobs overseas. But Macron backs free trade, while Trump champions America First protectionism, which has rubbed some world leaders the wrong way. Former U.S. diplomat William Jordan says this visit with Macron has benefits for Trump because it shows
that he has partners that not only will deal with him, but who want him to be by their sides in public settings.
France runs a $15 billion trade surplus with the U.S., exporting a lot of aircraft, wine, pharmaceuticals, and perfume. If the U.S. wanted to reduce that, it would have to go through the EU, and prospects for U.S.-EU free trade talks are dim. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.